to the NutriMedical Report. We have Harley Schlanger here, and Harley mentioned last week that he may have some gentlemen from Italy that are working hard to raise the national agenda in Italy. Harley, how are things going?
Fine. The Italian guests will have to be next week because they're tied up in meetings in Brussels, but they're very active. They're moving the agenda forward. They're cornering Mario Draghi, the head of the European Central Bank, who is stuck in a position of having to continue quantitative easing, that is, pumping money to keep the big banks going. And they've pinned him into a corner. And it's very interesting. The former chief economist of Deutsche Bank came out today saying if Draghi stops quantitative easing, the eurozone collapses. Wow. So it's a very dramatic moment.
That's pretty serious, isn't it? Is there any attempt at all to have like a write-off, almost like the Jubilee year in ancient Israel? I mean, do they understand that they don't have a Glass-Steagall thing to wall off the regular economy from the pseudo-economy? And the same thing's going on in Europe as in America and Canada. This bubble's going to burst it someday if they don't fix it.
Oh, it's going to burst soon. And, you know, it's funny because Draghi and everyone else said, you can't leave the euro. Now, then the Italians sent him a letter asking him what would happen to Italy as far as target two obligations if Italy were to leave the euro. Now, target two is one form of the money that's fronted by the European Central Bank to the national government. It's based on the government sending money in and getting money back, somewhat like our tax system in the United States.
Right.
But Italy has a very large deficit. So Draghi wrote back, and Mario Draghi is a former Goldman Sachs guy. He's an incompetent sleazebag who is now the head of the European Central Bank. He wrote back to the Italians, well, if you leave the euro, you'll owe $380 billion from Target 2 money. So they said, oh, so you're now saying we could leave the euro.
Right.
So Draghi had to come back with another statement saying, no, that's not going to happen. But what's happening is that the fallback position for everyone is what do we do if Trump is serious in his opposition to dealing with the European Union as a whole? Because Trump has said the EU doesn't function, Brexit was good, maybe more countries will leave. Malik, who's his probable ambassador to the European Union, has been saying that the EU must break up. So you've got that coming from the US. You have the Brits in a uproar now because after the Brits tried to establish or reestablish a special relationship with Trump, the parliament said they wouldn't let Trump address the parliament. So Trump moved his meeting back from, I think, June to at least September, his trip to England. And he also said he doesn't want to be lectured by that twit Prince Charles on global warming.
Oh, really?
So that's very good. The special relationship is only special because the British used the United States to do their dirty work.
Wow.
Now, then on top of that, you have in Germany now, they just don't know what to do because the Germans are being told they have to hold the line. They have to be the ones for sanctions. They have to be the ones who build up NATO. But the Germans are holding the bag for all of the banks in Europe.
Well, that's eventually going to reach a crisis where if nations can't write off debt, they're basically not going to be able to pay back Germany. And Germany, by the way, they were told by Trump, if you try to set up a trans-European army, we're withdrawing from NATO. So Germany is really in a pickle right now, aren't they?
Well, they're in a big pickle because they actually had a record trade surplus last year. And Trump came out and said it's because the euro is undervalued. Now, that's not the real reason. The reason Germany has a trade surplus is they're one of the few countries that's still manufacturing. And they manufacture good products, and people want their products. But the problem is, if you have a financial collapse, people aren't going to be able to pay for your products.
Right.
And if the financial collapse means that your government is going to have to use its resources to bail out German banks, and then Italian banks, and Greek banks.
Right. Oops, I don't hear you anymore. I think our board op has to reconnect. Yeah. So that's pretty serious. And what we see happening, of course, is, you know, remember one of the cards that the globalists will play probably this year is not only all the opposition from Hollywood, I call it, and the uber left and the George Soros revolution, but also, Harley, are you back?
Yeah, where did you lose me?
I don't know. We lost you just as you were saying the last sentence. Go ahead.
All right, well, I was just saying that you were right. Germany is in a big pickle.
Right.
And they don't have any obvious options. Merkel is falling in the polls. This guy Martin Schulz, who's an idiot, who's the head right. of the Social Democrats, has gone up because he's a new face. But he's going to come down just as soon as he's identified as Mr. Europe.
Right.
So the solution in Europe is simple. Break with the City of London. Break with the Eurozone. Give countries a way out of the euro. You can keep certain of the agreements, like the free travel between countries and things of that sort, so you don't have to use passports. But you're going to have to, some people are saying, use the euro as a currency of account, in other words, with trade deficits, but return to the Deutschmark and the lira and the franc for individual countries. Now, this is something they're going to have to work on. They have to have a plan B, because plan A not only doesn't work, but it's collapsed.
Right.
Yeah, and Trump knows it.
It's pretty serious, isn't it? I think here's what I think Trump should do. And again, we've walked through this before. They need to pass, get rid of Dodd-Frank, pass Glass-Steagall, put a gold back of the U.S. currency, then have an interlocked exchange rate with other countries like China that are manipulating the currency, and do bilateral trade deals with individual nations, including inside Europe and with Britain. Now, I don't know if Britain can get out of it, because Theresa May and the British are trying to play around with this Parliament thing, and they're saying there might be a two-year window where they can't negotiate trade deals with America, which is horrendous. So what do you think is going to happen?
Well, let's put the British aside for a second, because that's a special case, because whatever May says, the orders are going to come down from the Queen based on what's necessary for the City of London. So they may play nice to Trump, but you saw them bare their teeth the other day when they said he can't address the Parliament.
Right.
I get this. They said because he's a racist. The British Empire is calling someone from America a racist after what they did in Africa, what they did with the slave trade, and so on.
Yeah.
So it's dirty tricks. But here's the more important developments from over the weekend. What Trump did at the end of last week was extremely important, which is why they escalated against Flynn, and they escalated with these stories that the White House is in turmoil, it's in chaos, and so on. What happened is that Trump called Putin, and they had another discussion, and Trump said, look, there's going to be a lot of nonsense you're going to be hearing. We'll get together. We'll work these things out. We can do deals. We can work out the weapons questions and so on, including Ukraine.
Right.
Now, then he spoke with Xi Jinping, and the discussion with Xi Jinping was very important because the Chinese were nervous because Trump had questioned whether the One China policy should be kept. For China, keeping a One China policy is not just symbolic. It's extremely important to them. Yeah. But also they were worried about what might happen with the discussion with Japan.
Right.
And Trump assured Xi, look, we're going to work together. We're going to have a good relationship. We're going to do trade. And then Xi said, we want to help you with infrastructure. And Trump said, great. Then he met with the Japanese prime minister. Now, the U.S. media is filled with these ridiculous stories about there's uncertainty in Japan. No one knows what Trump is going to do. That's not the question. The prime minister of Japan knows exactly what he wants to do.
Right.
He wants peace with Russia, with China, and to be a partner with the United States. And so he's visited Putin once. He's going to see Putin again. They're making overtures to the Chinese. And Trump is playing a positive role. Instead of what Obama did with the Trans-Pacific Partnership in the South China Sea, Trump is saying we can work these things out.
Right.
So what you have emerging, and we've talked about this before, but it's actually coming into flesh and blood existence now, is a Russia, China, Japan, U.S., India partnership.
Uh-huh.
And then Trump can say to Merkel, you want to join this? We'd love to have you, but not with the current terms, not with sanctions against Russia, not with the EU being what it is. And now you see what's happening. The establishment is so terrified they're about to lose everything that they're going for the kill with there's a story from the New York Post yesterday. Obama is setting up a war room 2 miles from the White House with starting with $4 to $6 million treasure chest with 30,000 organized volunteers, and their strategy is to bring down Trump. Now,
wow.
Here you have the washed-up, politically deceased Obama coordinating this. And who's he coordinating with? The Washington Post, the New York Times, with the leadership of the Democratic Party, Pelosi, Elijah Cummings, and others. But also with John McCain, Lindsey Graham, Rubio, Cruz. You've got the leaders of both parties, of the banks, and of the old establishment, going like hell to try and bring down Trump. Now, Trump basically is, so far he's handling it pretty well. They're crisis meetings. They're trying to figure out what to do to replace Flynn. I don't think Flynn should have been fired. What Flynn was doing, suppose Flynn did talk to the Russian ambassador and say, don't react, we'll take care of the sanctions later. What's wrong with that? What Trump should have come out and what he should do is come out and say, look, why are there sanctions on Russia in the first place? Because the United States supported a Nazi coup in Ukraine and started expanding NATO eastward under Obama. And the Russians are worried about that. But the Russians did not invade Crimea. They were already there.
Yeah,
they did not invade eastern Ukraine.
It was a response to the State Department and the CIA operation in Kiev that the Russians responded by just supporting the local people in eastern Ukraine. They didn't bring in troops or artillery or anything. It's kind of wacky what they do. Is they try to create this thing that he's a great invader. I'm thinking, I don't see any invasion. I do see a pile of U.S. and NATO tanks up on the Polish-Russian border shooting off their munitions. I'm thinking, this is very provocative.
Well, and that's exactly what's happening. So what Trump needs to do, and this is what I spoke with Lyndon LaRouche today, and he laid out a simple marching order. Tell the truth. Obama is part of the war party. Obama and Hillary and some of their stupid Republican friends were trying to provoke a war with Russia. We are trying to pull back from that.
Right.
And we want to instead move toward a geometry of global peace based on economic development. And the New York Times and the Washington Post have a different agenda. So that's why they're lying about what we're doing. So if Trump were to do that, it would completely take the wind out of the sails of this big impeachment or assassination crew. It would create relief in the American people who are hoping that we'll come out of this thing alive and healthy. And that means we also have to take care of Barack Obama and basically say to him, look, buddy, you're going to go up on war trials, war crime trials, if you keep trying to pull this stuff.
What's amazing to me is this kind of stuff is going on and on and on, and we're just not getting it, are we?
Well, I think people can go to yesterday's New York Post and an article by a guy named Sperry, S-P-E-R-R-Y, which details the Obama war room against Trump. And there's something that got into the media. It's being ignored, of course, by CNN and others. But it's true. It's reality. These are their filings now with the IRS about how much money they have, how many people they've signed up, how many people they've authorized to work on their behalf. They set up this thing Obama did a few years ago called, I think it's Organized for America or something like that. And this is the umbrella that's funded by Soros, George Soros, to create a color revolution in the United States. And that's what's underway. That's what's going on. This is not has nothing to do, for example, with Trump's immigration ban. Let's just assume for a second, Bill, just for the sake of argument, that the immigration ban is a bad thing and that Trump's talk of deporting people is a bad thing. Well, why didn't these people then complain when Obama shut down immigration from Iraq? Why didn't they complain when Obama deported more people than all previous administrations in U.S. history? Because they're not defending immigrants. They're not defending poor people. They're trying to destroy the elected government of the United States.
Yeah, it really is. You know, people have to understand that Obama's policy, he wasn't an idiot. He was actually a Saudi plant and a globalist plant to destroy America, to deconstruct it. And this his post-term plan to attack Trump and this war chest and so on, all indicates that we have basically a geopolitical insurrection, and this is a nascent civil war. I mean, if they succeed to any extent to do what they want to do to depose Trump, we'll have a hot, bloody civil war in this country. It'll be very...
Well, and here's the other interesting thing. For all the people who are attacking Putin, saying Putin did this, Putin did that, Putin is sitting there saying to Trump, you've got a color revolution on your hands, just as we did in Ukraine. And I don't think Putin has to tell Trump, you should do something about it. I think there are people in the Trump administration, including some of these generals who are really quite bright, who know what's going on. Now, this is why you have some of the leftists running around saying, beware of a military coup against the opposition.
Right.
There's not going to be a military coup. There'll be a constitutional protection of the government, which should include arresting some of these people who were involved in this, like George Soros, for fomenting a terrorist revolution.
Why is he still breathing our oxygen? Why is he walking free? Why is he, when Trump passed this rule a few weeks ago, cutting off the OSI to be working with their CIA with color revolutions in Europe, why is he not arrested now? And his son, by the way, is also starting to fund these organizations. So,
his son is his heir apparent.
Right.
I think his name is Alexander Soros.
I'm not exactly sure what the heck's going on here. This doesn't make sense, does it?
Well, you know, I think this is why they have so many irons in the fire. And this is also why they're trying to argue about every single issue, because if you're arguing 1 minute about immigration, the next minute about deportation, the next minute about guns, the next minute about terrorists, you end up with a shotgun spray instead of targeted lasers. And that's why LaRouche is saying what Trump should focus on is working things out with Russia, China, Japan, India, you know, the Eurasian perspective, and the anti-Hillary Clinton war perspective. And then secondly, deal with the funders of these insurrections by going with Glass-Steagall and taking away their power, and also protecting us from the possibility that they would pull out the plug on the financial system as another way of trying to undermine Trump.
Right.
So those two things, that's what he has to focus on like a laser. Now, the problem is that Trump's history is not necessarily that of someone who stays focused and concentrated. But that's what the people I know who are talking to people in the Trump administration, that's what they're telling him. Don't go off on a Twitter rant about Megyn Kelly. Stay focused on Soros, Obama, the War Party, and the Wall Street criminals.
Right. Yeah, that's a, yeah.
So that's got to be the message.
In other words, don't get off the ranch, is what you're saying.
Well, you've got a bunch of enemies who have a strategy. So call attention to the strategy. Put the spotlight on them. That's why telling the truth about Ukraine would be so important, because the American people don't know, because of the lies in the media. They don't know that Hillary Clinton and Victoria Nuland, so you have a so-called left human rights activist and a right-wing neocon, working together to bring into power a government that has real live Nazis. They just marched two weeks ago
in
Kiev.
Well, they want to the Deutschstep. These guys are like right out of the 1940s. They actually march to Deutschstep and have the same salutes and everything. It's like, you've got to be kidding. It's looking through a time machine. They're, you know... And that's what our government
when we come back, I'll tell you about their support for the Nazi people, collaborators from World War II.
Yeah, I'm sure that there's a history there. I'm sure of it.
Yeah.
And you'll elaborate, I'm sure, when we come back. Excellent program today. Back in a moment with Harling Schlanger from Berlin. Next week, we'll also have some Italian gentlemen with their rise of nationalism. Thank God it's happening. Be back in a moment.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
And welcome back. Harley, you have something to read. Go ahead.
Yeah, this is from the London Review of Books. You might say it's a Valentine's Day card to Donald Trump. London Review of Books is a liberal publication that represents the thinking of the British Fabians. And today's issue has a story of someone writing about a friend of his who's unnamed, an American political scientist, who is skeptical that Trump could win. But he said, but even if he were to win, this is from back in the summer, even if he were to win, you don't have to worry about it. And the author said, really, why is that? And his friend, who may just be made up, said, he will have to be removed from power by the deep state or be assassinated.
Oh, my.
Now, you have, here's a supposedly respectable intellectual journal speculating on the assassination of the President of the United States.
Right.
You have Andrew Sullivan, who's a very well-known British commentator, talking about Trump should be removed from office because he's deranged, he's psychotic, he's unstable, he's a classic case of someone who's insane. And this was in the Atlantic Monthly.
Right.
So you have all these major newspapers speculating on the assassination of the President, because he's going against their policies.
Yeah, the deep state.
Now
yeah.
to go back to Ukraine for a second, because this is really important, because it's the same thing.
Right.
Who did we end up supporting in the so-called Maidan Square Revolution? The United States supported a group called the Pravi Sector, the Right Sector,
right,
that was funded by oligarchs, including Poroshenko, but has as its main units on the street conducting the riots and threatening to kill Ukrainian politicians. a group called the Banderistas, named after Stefan Bandera. Bandera was a hero of the Ukrainian right who was initially jailed by the Nazis, then let out of jail by the Nazis to organize Ukrainian SS units to go out and hunt down Jews, Romanians, Poles, and Russians and kill them with the Nazis during World War II. Now, this guy was a war criminal, Bandera. Today in Kiev, you have groups in the parliament of Ukraine that carry his picture around in marches, that call themselves proud followers of Bandera. And they say he was a Ukrainian nationalist. Well, he was a collaborator of the Nazi SS. And the histories of World War II say that the most violent killers were the Ustashi in Croatia and the Bandera networks in Ukraine.
Right.
They put the SS to shame when it came to genocide.
That's what I heard from my sources going back many years.
So why did we support this group to come to power in Ukraine? Because this was the Soros, John McCain, that is the left and right collaboration, to put pressure on Russia to try to overthrow Putin. Why do they want to overthrow Putin? Because Putin won't go along with their globalist schemes, their corporate cartels, their free trade agreements to enslave the world.
Right.
Putin not only won't go along with it, but he's organizing resistance to it, collaboration not just with China, but with Japan. The Japanese prime minister is very aggressively organizing with Putin to get a peace agreement for the islands and for every other area of contention between Russia and Japan. Now, here's another important thing. When Trump's spokesman was asked, will Trump talk with Abe, the Japanese prime minister, about the problems with Russia and Japan and with Abe's overtures toward Russia, Sean Spicer said, well, we're not going to interfere with that. We want them to work these things out. Whereas Obama would have lectured the Russians. So we're in a different framework right now, and people have to not get so caught up in the hour-to-hour, day-to-day media sludge that's being thrown on our faces and focus on these broad strategic questions that will determine the outcome of the next 50 to 100 years.
Right. Well, I think that we don't have that length of time. Here's the timeline I see. I think this year you have the danger of worldwide financial collapse into a full-force depression. We have the danger of a nuclear war. Within a month, North Korea can target U.S. cities, and China needs to be rid of the Riot Act and giving materials to North Korea. This is all part of their financial game they're playing with America and the West. And part of it is a play-out of the financial part of what I call World War III that's happening right now.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to aroutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
About 6 years ago, I was diagnosed with congestive heart failure. I went from being able to work 14, 16 hours a day with no problem to where I could barely walk a block to the store without having to stop and rest. I went on to the phytonutrients about 6 months ago, and within a couple of months, my medical doctor had cut my prescriptions down in a little bit smaller dosage. The next time I went back a month later, I walked into the doctor's office, and he says, "My gosh, what's happened to you? You don't even look like the same person." He looked at my legs, and the swelling had gone down. My blood pressure was down. The venous stasis ulcers that I had had on my legs for the last 4 or 5 years because of the poor circulation were all healed, and I'm feeling far better.
Call now to find out how to get your free month supply of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com.
Use promo code TSL.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Some viewpoints about North Korea, and I want to make this point that's really important. We differ in our intelligence sources. You think North Korea is acting independent of China, and I state, and from my sources, that it wouldn't matter what our intelligence source is. There's a simple fact that the rocket program, the solid fuel, the rocket parts, the technology, etc., all come through China, 99% of it. And if China just cut them off, and I'll guarantee you that one of the things that Trump's going to do in this so-called how to make a deal with China is China will get a deal, but they're going to put a choke chain on Kim Jong-un, which is probably why he's firing these missiles off, because he wants to remain relevant when he knows that China is getting pretty frustrated with Kim Jong-un. And China, on the one hand, has supplied them with things, including food, but now America, as you say, are sending them food. What's going to happen to Kim Jong-un, and there was a recent assassination, I don't know who it was, but they say, quote, a spy killed Kim Jong-un's older brother. I wonder, quote, who that spy was and from what country or agency. But the real issue is that China is in control of North Korea simply because the food and material and even everything for their strategic rocket forces and their nuclear materials for fissionable material all have to come through China. So China is going to buckle, and they're going to buckle to Donald Trump, who's going to make a deal, but North Korea will become irrelevant. And I really think that what you're talking about is good, because the fact that Japan wants to make a deal with Russia and with China and America means we have a stabilizing force in Asia that's not a nutcase that wants to start a regional war. And to be honest, I don't think China wants to do it either, although they're flexing their muscle in the South China Sea. China's smart enough to multi-track it and, you know, flexing their muscle to make new aircraft carriers and putting up these islands. But I don't think they're stupid enough. At the same time, they don't want to bomb Las Vegas or Hollywood. They want to buy it.
Bill, when you talk about flexing muscle in the South China Sea, we're the ones sending in destroyers where we have no interest, no immediate trade interest, no people in that area.
We're just trying to keep it open because the Chinese are basically trying to say this is their
private. But they're not. The Chinese have not closed it. The Chinese worked out an arrangement with the Philippines so that all of that has been ended.
I know the Philippines, yeah, but the thing is that all the nations around them are afraid of the bullying of China. And China is a big nation, which is why, of course, the Trans-Pacific Partnership was set up by Obama and all these other nations to exclude China, which I thought was also stupid. I don't think this is a good policy, because you can't have a trade arrangement where you exclude China. That was just dumb.
My point is that what's actually happened in the immediate period is as soon as Obama was gone and Hillary was gone,
right,
the Chinese started talking to the United States in a serious way. Because under Obama, we were trying to provoke confrontation.
Exactly.
And the reason was that China was doing things successfully that we no longer do. And when you say that countries around them are afraid of being bullied, most countries in Asia are inviting the Chinese in. Because
they're coming in with loans.
Right. They're coming in with bank loans with no conditions.
They're doing the same thing with Greece. I heard that Greece was given the same kind of deal with the Chinese. It's like, hey, we'll build your ports, we'll do this and that. And they gave them limited long-term licenses so that after so many years, I think 25 years, they own it, and they don't have to pay back to Chinese. That was pretty cool.
Well, and this is the point. The world is changing because there are people, you know, whatever people think they know about China and Russia, if you look at history, you find a different picture. Because of the Cold War, where we were in a head-to-head conflict with the Soviet Union, that was an aberration for the history of U.S.-Russian relations. The Russians were the first country to support us in our revolution against Great Britain. The Russians supported the North in the Civil War. We were allies in the two world wars,
right,
even with Stalin. And the Russians took a beating in World War II because Churchill kept the western flank from being fulfilled because he wanted the Germans and the Russians to destroy each other. And in spite of that,
we did very little help to the Russians on the eastern flank, which is why the number of dead there was, I think, eight times more than the Western Allies. Most people don't realize how many Russians died in that war, do they?
No, and the other thing is that American generals like Patton kept saying, why aren't we going into France? Why aren't we going up Italy? Why aren't we going into Germany? And it was Montgomery, the British commander, who kept saying, well, we have to wait for the right time. So, you know, I think if people understand the actual history here, what they'll realize is that the problem in the last 30 years has been with the United States, and especially the last 16 years with the Bush administration and Obama.
Right.
Now, you take that out. You take the warmongers out. You take the austerity freaks out, the ones who say the solution to economic problems is to cut spending and cut investment and let the rich get rich and let things trickle down. You get right. rid of that, and then you actually have a world in which nations can sit together and say, what technologies do we have that you could use? What do you have that we could use? How can we reach agreements that are mutually beneficial? Now, that's called being adults. Instead of having one country...
You can think of a couple of different things. For example, one of the things would be to hire several hundred Chinese high-speed rail scientists to come here and teach our scientists and our technicians and so on, and also refurbish our oil, our steel industry, like Trump says. China offered to supply the steel, but we should be to build the steel ourselves, but we have to refurbish
The Chinese then said, well, okay, if you want to do your own steel, fine. We don't need to sell you steel. Let's just work out an arrangement.
Right.
You see, this is where the other country...
The Japanese
are talking about spending $150 billion over 10 years, public and private sector money on U.S. infrastructure. $150 billion from Japan over 10 years. The Chinese have said they'll match that. So now you're talking about somewhere in the range of $300 billion coming from two countries that are interested in helping the United States develop a high-speed rail system.
What did Trump say when he met
with the airline industry? He made a joke. He said, I know you guys won't appreciate this, but one of the things I want to do is build a high-speed rail system in the United States. We don't have a single high-speed rail line in the U.S. And he said, I know you might not appreciate that. And there was nervous laughter. But he was serious because you don't have to have trains competing with airlines. You have different options that are available for people.
Exactly. Exactly. So, in fact, giving an example of some other experiments that are going on, and there's various places happening where they have what's called cities or countries are talking about the idea of a professor here in America, and I saw his presentation on Fox the other day, of having where we create jobs and we have the government fund those. It's a new type of what I call people infrastructure. In other words, elder care, universal child care, doing a lot of things that require people. Like, you're not going to hire into industry somebody who's just unemployed for years. You want them to have skill sets and experience. So he estimates that between 15 and 25 million people, if you set up this minimum basic income of 23,000, you could automatically create jobs instantly, get people qualified, and get them out in the workforce, because it's a big problem. It's also a big problem in China. For every job that they have, there's 9 qualified people that could fill that job. So it's a problem that's not just here. It's also in Europe and elsewhere, where the lack of credit and capital and the lack of job availability. And again, remember, most of the jobs 10 years from now that are new jobs are all haven't even been invented yet. So 2027, 90% of those jobs don't even exist now. And the problem is, what is an economy? We have to reinvent what is an economy when you've got robotics and artificial intelligence and 3D printing, and you get life extensions so people are living longer. What is an economy? And we haven't asked that question. What is it?
Well, and that's also why you need to reinvest in the areas in manufacturing where you train workers who think scientifically. You know, the key thing to the assembly lines in the development of the auto industry, as Henry Ford himself said, is that once the workers realized that they had a stake in what they were producing, that is, they could afford to buy the cars they were producing, they got much more interested in how the whole process worked. And many of the innovations that made the auto industry so productive in the United States in the past came from workers on the assembly line. The skilled machine tool worker, the small shop operator, the people who do the kind of work that, you know, is still going to be needed even with artificial intelligence and robotics.
Well, most people don't realize that the large workforce, where we have almost 99% employment, that came out of the actual work shops to actually create armaments for the Second World War. And it was out of that tool and die in other industries that actually created the people with the skill sets to actually move into other industry. You know, create other things.
Yeah, because once you, you know, it's when you have a population which is oriented towards science and technology as a natural condition, as opposed to fearing science and technology, because part of the success of the global green movement has been to convince people that science is dangerous, that nuclear power will kill us all, that factories and industry will destroy all the clean water, when the fact is that it's old industries that are the ones that pollute. When you modernize, when you upgrade and reinvest, Japan has steel processes that produce 0% pollution.
Well, look at, for example, China. They're using old coal. They should not be mining that old coal. We've got enough anthracite coal just in Wyoming alone to supply the world with power, just that alone, let alone the oil industry, for 250,000 years. So why don't we have a trans-Alaskan pipeline to China? Why don't we have large ships carrying LNG, liquid natural gas, to Japan so they don't have nuke reactors that are post-geriatric, they're not servicing? Because Helen Caldicott's come out and talked about how bad reactor number 2 is and how it's spewing more radiation now than even 5.5 years ago. Why is China not seeing the sky during the day and having to shut down industry and autos just to be able to breathe? It's not reasonable. You've got to understand, if we had compassion for the humans in other countries and for the biosphere, because 83% of the mercury in our veggies, even organic veggies, comes from dirty coal in China. It's a closed-loop system. It's crazy, isn't it?
Well, and here's the point. We've got to win back a population to this idea that progress is based on increasing the productivity of labor through increasing the energy flux density.
Right.
Now, energy flux density is the key to civilization advancing. And those people who want to, you know, I live now in Germany, and every once in a while every time you drive on a highway, you see windmills, and most of the time they're just sitting there. When they're not killing birds, they're just sitting there, not moving.
Right.
You know, why do we go back to these old technologies? The only way windmills provide any energy in Germany is they're subsidized by the state.
Right.
So here you have a state which argues in the EU against subsidizing medium and small manufacturing and subsidizing technologies that don't work.
Right.
So this is part of the whole green movement, and goes back to Rachel Carson and Paul Ehrlich.
Well, we can have green, but it needs to be. It needs to gradually increase over the next number of years. For example, I contacted a company here in California that's worked on a way of making a photocell that makes hydrogen, so you can have hydrogen fueled cars and houses and so on. It's an add on.
Well, the problem is not having green. The problem is that the green movement is anti-science and technology.
Well,
and it's through
that,
science and technology.
Yeah.
Well, it's also they're anti-people, Bill. You know, we've discussed this. This is the modern genocide movement.
Well, let's look, for example, Ann Morrison brought up this issue. And as I say on the show, I will come up with a solution or a framework to find a solution to every problem on Earth. So when she said, well, what about 200,000 dead zones in the upper benthic layer of the oceans, that's 80% of the carbon oxygen cycle. I said, simply re-engineer a new phytoplankton that can withstand the acidity that we've done to the oceans so it can convert carbon dioxide to oxygen. Don't think that you got to stop industry. Just figure out a way of re-energizing the carbon oxygen cycle to adapt to the changes in the environment. And don't pump out heavy metals. Have scrubbers in China and elsewhere to make sure that you're not pumping out nitric oxide to destroy the ozone, or releasing radiotoxins that destroy the ozone, or heavy metals that literally end up in our food supply.
Well, Bill, in my last minute here, let me just suggest that people go to the LaRouchePack.com site today and look at the lead editorial where we talk about the importance of supporting the Trump administration to stick to these issues of peace with Russia and of moving towards immediate reimplementation of Glass-Steagall, that we've got to do this because the Obama, Soros, Wall Street, City of London, British monarchy crowd is out to destroy this administration and plunge the United States into a dark age. And on LaRouchePack.com, you can get the material you need to be forewarned and to go out and organize people.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, to be honest with you, there's a rational and a humane use of our collective intelligence and ability to start acting as a global organism called mankind, and to transition to a galactic civilization that's stable and not on the verge of destroying ourselves or our planet.
Yeah. I mean, there are ways to do these things, and and it, you don't have to be in despair because the media is telling you this administration is going to be gone soon.
I want to ask, one more question. I want to clarify that first statement you made about the war chest and so on that Obama and his confederates are doing to try to bring down Trump. That's just miles from the White House. What's that story again? Just so we can go back and
two miles from the White House, Obama has set up a fortress for a war room. And you can go to the New York Post yesterday and look up an article by Sperry, S-P-E-R-R-Y, on it.
Wow. I'll have to post up that link. Amazing show today. Thank you, Harley. See you next week with your Italian confreres, and we will move forward with a human response to the challenges of modern life so we maintain and don't become an extinction-level event ourselves.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that Limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate Limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit mydryhome.com. That's mydryhome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Dr. Gold, I'm back, and of course, we are taking calls every hour except the last hour on Fridays. We don't take calls or emails or anything and do any on-air discussions. We just simply have Michelle read off the questions we get by phone, 888-212-8871, or by email. And the Valentine's Day sale is still on. In fact, it's Valentine's Day today. May you love the one you love, and may they love you, and may we spread love around the world. We're talking about this with Harley Schlanger, of how we can start to have what we call national and brotherly love, love of God, so people to bring a stable world instead of an evil world that's hell-bent on destroying itself. And so we hear about things like Obama setting up a war room to bring down Trump. This is a form of political insurrection that shouldn't be tolerated. But also, we can make deals instead of making plans for war and destruction with nations like Russia and China. And I'm sure that Trump will make these interlocking deals to reduce the risk of unwarranted and dangerous things happening, like Type of Dong missiles or No 4-8 missiles from North Korea striking U.S. cities in the future. Today also we have the announcements of, I put up a couple of videos yesterday, firstly a pre-Valentine's Day video after the show yesterday, but also a roughly, I think, 40-minute plus video with Jonathan Gray, U.S. in Prophecy, and I think you'll see that it posted up not only on the Deagle Network, but also on YouTube, Vimeo, and I think my friend Jim Gersey will probably put up the embed link over on the Minds Network. So you can watch that video. It's linked up today from yesterday's show, which is the 13th. If you hit that link, you can see it there. If you go to the YouTube or Vimeo channel, you'll find it over there as well. A couple of the topics that we talked about in the last hour will be posted up. The first topic was, what is the essential in the fight over Trump's presidency? U.S. Used LaRouche's scientific authority to cut through the sea of turmoil and confusion. Trump and Abe summit, Japan opens bridge to Eurasia, which is good. And Trump launches war on drugs, but must target drug banks. Yeah, a lot of the banks are actually doing financial exchanges that allow people, like the, I think the fourth richest man in the world is actually a man from Mexico that is a drug lord. And of course, if we cut off the banks and the transfer of money, then that'll end that. And it includes people like Soros in Europe, that uses Yugoslavia as his platform, or Eastern Ukraine and Kiev for the transition of drugs. He's not only the chocolate king, but he's also the prostitution and drug king, Mr. Poroshenko, a dual Ukrainian-Israeli citizen. So people need to grasp what's really going on over there. A couple of things. We are responding to people that have heard our notice that we want them to purchase some products in order to get an answer to the email. So I have a pile more emails to put out today to people that apologize and say, hey, we've been listening, but we want to buy products. So I will be responding to those emails and you'll get an answer. The sale will be gone till going on till midnight tomorrow, which is my birthday. I call my DOA day. And if you've heard my story, it is kind of crazy and sad. Just recently, I lost my favorite niece who died literally on her birthday last week. And it's sad when you have some. She was a Christian, so I'm sure she's in heaven. So pray for us. Pray for my brother and his wife and their family, that they take positive things out of this, because the life on earth, as I say, you know, they should read Psalm 23 when you come into this world. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, and at birth, they should read Psalm 91.1, which is 9/11. To tell us those who are under the wings of the Most High God shall fear no evil and shall not taste of death. So the taste of death is death of the soul, not the body. We'll be back in a moment with hour number two, Health and Wellness. Hour three, Bob Roselli, boxofsunglasses.com is his website. We'll be back in a moment with hour two. You don't want to miss it.
The American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.